弟兄姐妹们平安，朋友们早上好。我们今天一起来到主的圣殿，我们一起打开神的话语。我们今天要来一起思想的神的话语，就是刚才我们读的经文。
Good morning, everybody. Today, we come in front of the Lord. We're going to study the scripture that we just read earlier.
这段的经文呢，我们上个礼拜已经一起思想过这段经文。我们上个礼拜思想这段经文的时候呢，我们是从第三节、第五节、第六节来思想的。
So the same chapter we have studied last week, we have studied chapter 3, 5, and 6.
在上次的经文里边呢，我们主要是谈到说，保罗呢是一个会感恩的人。
In the last week, especially looking to Paul as a very grateful person.
他感恩什么呢？
What is Paul thankful about?
他感恩福音传到了哥罗西。
He's very thankful that gospel has spread to Colossians.
他也感恩说哥罗西的基督徒呢，他们灵命成长起来了。
He also very grateful that Colossian people have a spiritual growth.
所以上一次呢，我们特别来讲他感恩福音传到了哥罗西，那福音到底是在讲什么？
So last we talked about the gospel spread to Colossians. So what is gospel?
那今天呢，我们要来讲另外一个方面，就是保罗说那些听到福音的基督徒，他们的灵命成长起来了。
So this is going to continue to talk aboutWhat does the gospel do to those people and how their spirit grow?
所以他们灵命的成长呢，从我们每个人灵命成长都是一样。我们首先是从我们要听到福音开始，是不是？
So it's similar to our growth in spirit. First, we have to hear gospel.
那接下来什么？我们要信靠耶稣基督，因为我们说福音是耶稣基督为中心。
And the next, we have to put Jesus Christ as our center and trust Him.
那我们相信了耶稣基督以后，这是一个小 baby， 那个这个小 baby 要怎么成长呢？
So after we believe Jesus Christ, we like little baby. How would the baby grow?
所以我们都说，你受浸的那天，你不是从基督学校里边毕业了，不是拿个毕业证书，而是拿一个落学通知书。
So as we talked about, when you get baptismIt's not like you build graduation. It's like you get a certificate entering the school.
所以你要这么多学校，我们大部分人都在学校里面待过。你要学那么长时间的在学校的学习，最后你才能出来工作。
So after you enter the school, you have to study for a long period of time, then you can graduate and come out and work.
因此说，基督徒要接受门徒训练是完全必要的。
And the same way of being Christian, we have been training as the disciples.
那神最终的目的是让我们这个灵命成长，要成为怎么样的一个人呢？
So the main purpose of the spiritual growth is to help to train us to be a certain kind of people.
神的愿望是要我们成为一个在基督里边忠心的人。
And we have to become the person to have Jesus Christ as our center.
因此呢，我们今天就会从三个方面来思想。哥罗西书第一章第三到第八节里边有关基督徒灵命成长的三个方面。
So we're going to be looking at three directions in this chapter.
信靠基督，接受门徒训练，成为有忠心的人。
Believe Jesus Christ, disciple training, and then become the person of Jesus Christ.
好，我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，当我们一起来到你面前打开你话语的时候，求你的圣灵来光照我们。
Dear Lord, thank you for having us over here. Please bring a Holy Spirit in with us.
让我们再一次的让主的话因着圣灵的光照再一次的在我们的面前能够活化起来。
And because the guidance of the Holy SpiritLet your word be alive in front of us.
神的话是我们每天的灵粮。
God's word is the food of our life.
因此我们今天在这里是从神的手中接受他给我们灵粮的喂养。
when we are here, we are receiving the food of Lord.
天父，我们一起在这里等候你。
Lord, we are here waiting for you.
还在这边不过是一个管道，愿神的话畅通无阻的在这个会场上运流通。
We are the channel of your word, and let us allow your word to flow through us.
愿圣灵在这边做那神圣的工。
Let our Holy Spirit to do its work.
让说得清的做同盟一处，同得造就。
Whatever we see, we heard, and let it glorify our Lord.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
好，我们先来。看第一点啊，我们先来看第一点。我们知道这个系列的，我们这个哥罗西和我们这个系列的名字就叫我们要来看至高无上的基督。
So the first theory we're going to look into is the supremacy of Christ.
那今天呢，我们有一个特别的主题，就是要讲基督徒所能生命成长的一个经历是什么。
The special topic we're going to talk about the stages in the spiritual experience of a Christian.
我们说一个基督，你要成为一个基督徒，你首先要听到福音。
So, become a Christian, first you have to listen to gospel.
因此，福音不是哥罗西人发明的，是有人传到了哥罗西，我们知道是以巴弗传过去的。
So, as we know in the Bible, the gospel was not from Colossians, it was spread. Other places today.
所以是听见的，不是你自己发明的。
So it was heard, it was not invented.
是上帝的福音，所以他要让我们信的人把它传开。
It is gospel from God, so it allows us to spread the gospel.
那你听到了福音以后，是不是每个人都信呢？
After we heard the gospel, does everybody believe?
啊，如果你向别人传过福音，你就会发现不是每个人都愿意信福音，是不是？
So if you have spread the gospel, you will know that not everybody believes.
当然这里面有很多的原因，我们今天重点不再讲这些问题。
There's a lot of reason why people don't believe, but that's not the main topic for today.
当一个人能够接受福音的人，他是信靠了耶稣基督的人。
Whoever can receive the gospel is whoever believes and trusts Jesus Christ.
所以你就看，一个人相信福音的时候是凭着信心来接受福音的。
For whoever have accepted the gospel, his acceptance is come from his trust and faith.
大家一定还记得，十二个使徒中间有一个人叫多马的。
If you call, there's a disciple called Doma.
Doma 是一个非常多疑的人，就像我们今天有些人就是太多想的太多。
Doma is a very doubtful person, like some of us.
啊，对，他这个人呢是一定要眼见为实，耳听为虚。
And he's the kind of person have to see it to believe it.
所以他当时其他的啊。使徒们都看见了复活的主，那天他不在。
So when other disciples had seen the Jesus Christ arrive, but he was not there that day.
他说：“我不看亲眼看见他，我不用手探探他肋旁的枪伤，看看他手上的钉痕，我不相信他是复活的。”
He said, "If I didn't see him, I didn't touch him, didn't see his wound, I don't believe him."
后来大家都知道，主特别为了他再次向门徒们显现。
And then everybody know the rest of the story that he had, the Jesus Christ had shown in front of for him.
他看见耶稣以后，他敢不敢去探探，敢不敢去摸摸？不敢了，是不是？
After he see Jesus Christ, he's not there to touch him.
他就跪下来说：“他说我的主，我的神。”
He bowed down. He say, "My Lord, my God."
那主耶稣讲了一句很重要的话，他说：“你是看见我才信的，那些没有看见我就信的人更有福了。”
He said, "You only saw me and you believe. For whoever haven't saw me believe have the most blessing."
那我们这些人都是没有看见耶稣所信的。
So like us, we have not seen Jesus Christ, but we believe.
那我们是凭着信心，是信心的飞跃。理性我们通过思考，信心飞跃什么来信靠基督。
And we believe Jesus Christ is based on our faith.
那我们这个什么是一个得救的信心。
And that is the message for being salvation.
这个信心不是我们有。
The salvation message is not come from us.
而是因为这位神把信心，圣灵把信心放在我们心中。
And because the God, the Holy Spirit put that message in us.
所以在我们信了耶稣以后，我们有一个观点，我们要在信的时候，我们一定要开始扭转过来。
So we have to change our perception of our trust, and we have to change.
我们也知道，我们平时生活，我们没有信耶稣以前，所有的生活，有的时候信主以后的生活，我们还是以自己为中心。
So we have to change our life because if our life is the same as before we become Christian, we did not put Christ in the center.
当我们信了耶稣以后，我们知道一个根本的转变在哪里。上帝是中心，我们不再是中心。
So that's a big difference and transformation after we become Christian is put God in the center.
你要知道，今天有很多的时候，我们能以自己为中心的时候，即使你信耶稣，他也觉得是以我为中心，所以信耶稣是那么到我的里边了。
So that's the difference of putting Christ in the center compared to putting ourselves in the center.
所以为什么圣经里面一再教导我们说他是我们的主，他不仅仅是我们的救主，他是我们生命的主。
So especially in the Bible it's supposed to say He is our Savior, He is the Savior for our life.
当我们把这个观点我们不断地转变过来的时候，我们才能够真正地走完我们跟随耶稣基督的道路。
If we have this strong foundation, we will able to be on the path.
不然的话，很多很多的时候，我们在灵命上的摇晃，我们在灵命上的挣扎，都是忘了谁是我们的中心，
a lot of,
谁是我们的主。
A lot of struggle come from our lives. It's come from because we didn't put Christ as our center.
因此，我们不就是靠信心
？Because our salvation is based on trust.
我们得救以后。我们要继续的跟随主，也是靠信心。
After salvation, we follow Christ with our trust as well.
因此说，我们行事为人是吧？是凭着信心，而并不是凭着眼见。
So that our belief is based on our trust and faith, is not by what we saw.
因此，正因为我们是凭着信心，不凭着眼见，所以我们是吧，才有真正的信心跟随耶稣。
And because our faith guides our belief, we really can follow Jesus.
所以在这个世界上也讲信心的。
In this world, we have talked about trust and faith as well.
你看有很多世界上的很多的书也好心理学也好，都是告诉你这个事情一定要信心，你一定往前走，往前走，最后就走到了。
And so in many psychology and philosophy, you also talk about trust and faith, and so you can continue going.
但是非常讽刺的是，有很多很有名的心理学家，最后他们都自杀掉。
It's very sarcastic, many psychologists have suicide themselves.
为什么？因为他们自己跟别人辅导，他们自己的问题没办法解决的。
And why is that? Maybe because they can help other people, they can help themselves.
因为在人里面转了半天转不出去的。
It's like they're running the circle, they can't get out.
所以只有我们转变过来，我们说是的，只有你是我们的中心，我们向着你去，我们为了你去的时候，我们的一切才能改变。
So only we put Christ in the center, we come toward Christ, everything can transform.
因此信心不仅是使我们行事为人要有信心，不是凭着眼见。
Because the faith is not based on what you saw.
而且我们在地上做工的时候，我们无论在教会，无论我们在社会上，无论我们在工作里，我们无论我们在部队里边，无论我们在家里
especially in our work in the earth, no matter in work, in church, or in the army,
是这些全都是凭着信心来做的。
It's all based on faith.
那在我们人平时生活的时候，我们做出凭着眼见。
In our daily life, we do everything based on what we saw.
但是你在基督里边，你是凭着信心去做。
But in Christ, what you've done is based on your faith.
而且我们的祷告也是凭着信心到神面前来祷告。
our prayer is based on our faith as well.
我这里跟你讲一件事情。
I'm going to talk to you an example.
有一个学校的团契。
There is a fellowship in the campus.
那时候他们找一个很有传福音负担、很有传福音能力的基督徒啊牧师到这个团契来布道。
And they come, they find the pastor who have passion for gospel.
而且那个牧师非常的忙，他只有这一天他可以到这个团契来。
And that was the only day that pastor can come to this fellowship.
可是定下订餐的时候呢，正好跟这个大学里、这个大学里边的这个中国人的学生联谊会，他们要举一个盛大的活动，同一天同一时间。
But at the same time, the Chinese Association of Big Celebration, there's a time conflict.
那我们怎么办？我们说，你这个不能，你这个联谊会的事情停了，给我们让步，让我们办那个布道会，可不可以？
And there's no way we can ask the Chinese Association to cancel the event for our gospel.
然后我们就祷告主，这些弟兄姐妹就跪下来祷告主。
So all the brothers and sisters kneel down and pray.
奇妙的事发生了，那个联合的头就来找这个团契的弟兄姐妹。
The miracle happened. The Chinese association leader come to see the brother and sister.
他们都已经宣布出去了，海报都出去了。他后来说，我们那天我们不办了。
And the Chinese association leader says, even though we have made the announcement, but we are going to cancel our event.
我们也来参加你的布道会。
We will come in to listen to the gospel.
但不是所有的师和学生过来，而是联谊会那两个我们说话的那个头过来了。
And it's the leader willing to come to display the gospel.
那些弟兄姐妹不知道这件事成不成，但是他们凭着信心祷告。
And those brothers and sisters, they didn't know why and what will happen. They prayed by faith.
神做了奇妙的事。
God has done miracle.
那次布道会上有二十几个人接受信主。
During that gospel, there are 20 plus people believing God.
那年神给那个团体加了四十几位新信主的弟兄姐妹。
In that year, the God had bring 40 new brothers and sisters to the fellowship.
你就看到，当我们有信心在神面前祷告的时候，祷告在神的心意中的时候，神就做他神圣的工。
As you can see in this example, if you pray with your faith, God will do His miracle.
因此说，不仅是你的祷告，你所能征战也是要凭着信心的。
Not only by your prayer, but also the struggle in your life is based on your faith.
因为我们知道说，圣经怎么讲，你要什么信得的什么慷慨，才能够接待恶者的火箭。
As we heard from the Bible, that you have used the faith of your shield so you can defeat the enemy.
因此说，当一个人他经历了耶稣基督救恩，他不可能保持沉默。
So as you can know that as you've been saved by God, you can't be quiet.
因为你经历了这个救恩的时候，你一定心里火热，一定会去跟别人传讲这个福音。
Because after being saved.You will have fire in your heart to spread the gospel.
你的基督徒生活也是非常的激励你，也一定激励别人。
And in your Christian life is also on fire as well.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们常常想一想，我们教会我们的团契是不是这样的激动人心，以及使得外边不信主的人都来谈论你这个团契，你这个教会呢？
We have to think about in our fellowship, how was our fellowship if we put Christ in the middle? Do we encourage people to come talk about it?
就是刚才讲的那个团契。
Just like the fellowship mentioned before.
有一段时间，那个团契非常的兴旺，兴旺到别人星期五的晚上，在教会里边，他本来是那个团契建了两个还是三个教室，后来都住不下人。还要问那个教会多借教室，很多人就那个时候信主。
For a period of time, that fellowship grew so much, the church had to use more buildings and classrooms to serve the people.
那个教会，那个团契有一个很大的特点，就是要祷告。
So the special character of that fellowship is prayer.
那些人跪下来为没有这些的人祷告。
Brother and sister, kneel down and pray for those people who have not been saved.
那是所谓在主里边有了年头的基督徒。
Those people who have been in Christ for a long period of time.
念了不是要开始找工作了。
And some of them trying to find a job.
那就是说，好了，我们现在可不可以也为我们这个找工作多祷告祷告啊？
And they ask whether they can pray for their job.
然后这个祷告那个祷告出来以后，福音的火慢慢就熄灭掉。
And so the more prayer comes, and more people believe.
所以这些事情，在别人告诉我了以后，我也亲身经历很多事情的时候，我们知道，我们要让人得救，是我们要出去传福音。
So after all this experience, I know that the only way for salvation is to share the gospel.
传福音是要靠着祷告。
Share the gospel based on a prayer.
是，因着上帝的真理去传福音。
And we spread the gospel with God's truth.
因此，弟兄姐妹们，我们常常要激励自己。
So brother and sister, many times we have examined ourselves.
外边有那么多的人还没有信主。
There are many people who don't believe in Christ.
你愿意看见那些灵魂往地狱里走吗？
Are you willing to let those spirits go into the hell?
这是我们讲的第一点，就是说那是一个基督徒，一个基督徒他听到福音以后就是要信靠耶稣基督。
So that's our first point.
第二个我们来看是这些哥罗西的基督徒，他们信了耶稣，他们是一个很年幼的，他们可以说是一个婴孩，但是他们有一颗心，他们愿意接受栽培，接受训练。
So those people who just received the gospel, they are like a baby. The one special character about them is they're willing to be trained.
我相信就是说，如果你在这个公司里面工作过，或者你在单位里面做过，如果一个新的人来的时候，很多人可能我们在这里弟兄姐妹都是 manager， 或者我以前也 interview 过别人，那个时候 interview 别人的时候有一条很重要的一条在我们心中是吧，我们就看这个人不是看他有多少的本事。
So as a manager every time we're looking for new people without looking at their talent，
而是看这个人是不是可以被教导。
But we're lookingat these people where they are trainable.
是不是 teachable?
Whether they are teachable.
这个很重要。那往往在教会里面就有这样的情况，有些人所谓觉得我已经很信主很多年了，什么都知道了，所以就在这种情况下面，往往什么就给刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹一个非常非常不好的榜样。
And sometimes old Christians set a bad example for new Christians because they think they know everything.
所以这就是很多的时候我们不能够前进，是因为不能够谦卑下来好好的学习。
And many times we are not teachable and we're not humble ourselves, and that's how we cannot progress.
所以教会有一种奇怪的现象。
So there's a strange situation in churches.
我们把我们的孩子送到主的学去。
And we send our kids into Sunday school.
教会有主日学，我们自己是不来的。
But we don't come to the Sunday school ourselves.
我不是说我们的教会的主日学办得非常的好。
And not to say we have a very good Sunday school here.
因为我们这个教会以前也没有主日学，所以在不断的牧师中间。
So we are developing our Sunday school here.
所以这次我们弟兄我们的学者弟兄安迪弟兄，他是学者型的。
And this time we have a scholar, Andy, come lead our Sunday school.
他给我们大家讲的有关圣经翻译的历史，就是一个非常好的一个Sunday school。
And he come talk with us about the translation in the Bible history. It's a very good Sunday school.
所以在这里的时候，我再次呼吁大家，从教会的角度，我们要有一个完整的主日学的系统。
And then that's why it's so important as a church we need to have a good Sunday school system.
我们也希望说弟兄姐妹有这个Sunday主日学的时候大家也来参加。
And we should all the brothers and sisters come to Sunday school as well.
我们希望以后能够按照不同的程度不同的层次让每一个人能够进到适合他层次的主日学里面。
And in the future, we hope to create different level of Sunday school.
有一个名词叫做基督徒的教育
and
education.
And a special term called Christian education.
所以基督徒是吧是要受教的。
Being Christian need to be educated.
在我们中间也有些的弟兄他们正在学神学。
And many of some brothers and sisters are learning the gospel right now.
原来的话，这些弟兄姐妹都会觉得我很会查圣经了。
And some of them probably think that they know Bible very well.
结果他去学神学的时候，老师说，这段经文你给我找20个问题出来。一旦这一句经文你找20个问题。
So after they enter the cemetery, the teacher asked him to find 20 questions within one scripture.
他说20个问题我怎么找啊？
And they were shocked how to find 20.
结果他说一句是诗啊，我就要这么找。原来以前这么带圣经，实在是很肤浅了。
And now they understand that their understanding of Bible is very superficial.
所以为什么说这个圣经啊，你对没有文化的人你讲，他也有很大的感受。
And this is why Bible is approachable for people even with no knowledge.
对于一个有丰富这些思想的人他也搞不懂。
And for people who have a lot of knowledge, probably they don't understand either.
但是对于渴慕上帝话语的人来讲，他永远能够从里边得到喂养。
But whoever who is thirst for God's word always can find something.
几个礼拜以前我去看过我原来给我做这个辅导的馒头的老牧师。
A couple weeks ago, I see the pastor who have got me for discipleship.
他现在已经90岁了。
He is 90 years old now.
你说一般的90岁的人每天做什么吧
？So what do you think the 90-year-old do every day?
他每天还在做圣经。
Every day he read Bible.
他跟小妹和我说，他说我今天是一个字一个字的读，一个字一个字的在默想。
He tell me and my wife that I'm reading with word by word and meditate with word by word.
他服侍主50多年。
He has served God for 50 years.
在我原来来的那教会，他大概服侍了有30多年，老师差不多40年的时间。
He has to serve the church at Canby for 40 years.
所以这样的老的弟兄，他都要这样的学习，那何况我们呢？
Even with his rich history in Christianity, he still studies word by word. How about us?
因此在这里边他讲说，正如你们从我们所亲爱的一同中仆人的以巴弗所学的。
Just as you learn from the effort our beloved fellow servant.
这个学跟希腊文的门徒是有关的。
So the learned is correlated.With disciples.
那大家一定常常还记得说凡老虎当重担的可以到耶稣基督的面前来。
So probably everybody know that whoever share the burden can come in front of Jesus Christ.
那个是在马太福音11-28节里边的话。
It's also in Matthew chapter 11.
那到了马太福音11-29节的时候，耶稣讲了一句话，他说你要学我的样式。
And then later on the Matthew, he said, you learn.
那主耶稣讲要学我的样式的意思是吧？就要做他的门徒。
And what learn over here is to be his disciple.
所以一个出信的人，一个信了主的人，都要不断地接受门徒的训练。
So whoever have just believed need to continue for disciple training.
所以新约圣经从来就没有教导我们成为一个个体化的基督徒。
So in the New Testament, there's no way they have told us to be an individual Christian.
他们非常忽视地上的地方教会，愿意来来，愿意不来不来，或者一年来个2-3次。
They didn't teach us to come to church whenever you want.
他们认为我可以从图书，可以从电台，可以从电视台，可以从网络上面就能够寻找到需要的所有的灵粮。
And it's not possible to find a spiritual food from the TV, from the radio.
所以这样的弟兄姐妹们要好好的思想。
And so you think about that, you're going to think about more.
所以来地方教会，来教会听到，一起成长，主日学，这是完全必须的。
And it is necessary to come to church and come to Sunday school.
所以在这里就告诉我们说，以巴所不仅是为中心的牧师。
And over here, we also learn that Ephraim is the servant.
对，他不仅仅是为基督赢得了哥罗西的基督徒。
He not only bring the gospel to the Colossians.
而且呢，他将神的道教导他们，帮助他们成长。
He also shared the gospel to help Colossians to grow.
当我们慢慢的这个叙述我们在走下去的时候，我们也看到他常常的为那些弟兄姐妹们祷告，成灵命的成活祷告。
In the later on, we also see that he prayed for those people.
所以他爱这些他所牧养的弟兄姐妹。
And he loved for those people he shared gospel to.
因此，当有异端进入的时候，他就什么？他就去咨询保罗。
So if there's strange thing happen, he will consult with Paul.
因为真有那些似是而非的东西进入到哥罗西教会来迷惑人。
And because there's some strange thing that misguides the people in the Corinthian church.
因此，在这里他讲的学习的学，跟主耶稣讲学我的样式，是要我们成为他的门徒。
So over here, what you say learn is learn to be his disciple.
我们要知道“门徒”这个字在福音书和使徒行传里边一共出现了。260多次
And we have seen the word disciple has shown in the chapter for 262 times.
对，做门徒的意思，在那个时代里边是那个意思，不仅仅是说今天你就是主日去听听老师讲课啊，你在听听道而已，而是说你要跟那个带你的人，你要看他怎么做，学他怎么做，跟他在生活在一起。
So in disciple that time doesn't mean just you come to church or listen to gospel, but also follow your leader and to do as what he did.
是啊，所以我就想，大概在我们今天这个时代里边，啊，你如果今天我不知道中国是不是还有师傅，我知道我弟弟他那时候在工厂里边是有师傅带他的。
So just like in the Chinese culture, in is like his brother have 师傅 help him.
Master. 所以今天是谁比较我觉得有点像的，就是那些学医的人。
So a similar situation like those people in the medicine field.
Yeah, 你像我听我女儿讲，到时候她去实习的时候，她去做 specialist 的时候，那个主任医师什么医师下来，啪啪啪下来的时候，他们是照做的，怎么说就要怎么做的。所以很多如果弟兄姐妹你们有孩子是学医的话，你就会。
Like my daughter shared with me, when I go through medical training, I have she have to follow whatever the main doctor do.
所以要顺服
and to follow.
要做门徒就是要顺服。但是呢，我们这是培训别人的人，这是在教会里边做监督的人，要非常的谨慎自己。
So for like us who share the gospel, we have to be very severe and examine ourselves.
我们不要让自己成为拦阻别人到耶稣基督面前来的人。
We don't want to be a hindrance to prevent people to coming to Jesus Christ.
我们不是为自己培养门徒。
We are not finding disciples for ourselves.
而是耶稣基督。
But for Jesus Christ instead.
这就是这里讲到的以法弗。他所带领的那些基督徒，他们所结出美好的属灵的果子来。
Salvation is what we say over here, like eat Ephraim's the fruit of Holy Spirit.
最后呢，我们要来看一点是说。那你这些啊，基督徒灵命成长，最后神的希望的要让我们成为怎么样的一个基督徒呢
？The last point we're going to talk about what kind of Christian we're going to become.
神要我们成为一个忠心的基督徒。
God wants us to be a faithful Christian.
我就想起就是说一件的事情。
I thought about a story.
在中国上一个世代的历史的中间，神重用了三个仆人。
So in the history, in China history in the past, he used.
一个是尼特森弟兄 ，Wash Money.
The first one is Wash Money.
他在圣经的教导方面有很大的贡献。
He had made a lot of contribution in Bible teaching.
另外一个就是宋尚杰博士。
And the other one is Pastor Song.
他传福音。
He has spread the gospel.
带领了很多很多的人信主。
And bring many people into Christ.
上次我跟小梅去的时候，那个师母她现在已经差不多90岁了。她跟我讲，她说她大概7、8岁的时候听过宋尚杰传福音。
And so last time he visited the wife of the pastor, and he said he had heard the gospel from Pastor Song.
所以宋老师传福音的时候有一个很大的特点。
So it's a special character of how the Chinese share the gospel.
很多的时候他在传福音的时候手上就捧一个小的棺材。
A lot of time when he share the gospel, he bring a coffin in his hand.
他说我们的罪啊都是像在棺材里边的死人一样。
Our sin is like the dead people in the coffin.
80-90年过去了，我那个牧师的老牧师的太太师母还记得，他说他拿着那个小棺材上台传福音，那个时候他才7、8岁。
And so the pastor wife, even after so many years, still remember that message.
第三个神所供应的仆人是王明道牧师。
The third person that people in, that God used is Pastor Wang.
到王明道牧师呢，他在教会的治理、教会怎么样，在这个教会上面有很多获得的我们可以学习的地方。
And then Pastor Wang has significant contribution in terms of church organization.
你在网上都可以查到他写过很多的文章，其中有一本叫做《信心》。
So, Pastor Wang has wrote many books, and one of them is called Faith.
他会讲告诉我们什么叫做信心。
Especially talk about what is faith.
他被改革开放以后，差不多改革开放快要开始时，大概是70年代末期吧，开始发生的初期，他从监狱里面被释放出来。
So in the 70s, he was released from the prison.
他后来就在上海的家里边。
And he stayed in the home in Shanghai.
我们都知道美国有一个非常著名的传道人，就是布道的，叫 Billy Graham.
And so at that time, there was a famous person, Billy Graham.
Billy Graham 呢，在访问中国的时候，特别的说他要见一下王明道。
So when Billy Graham visited China, he specially mentioned he wants to see Pastor Wang.
结果就通过别人的大桥，他见到了王明道，他去他的家见王明道。
So they finally met each other.
他当时问王牧师，他说你有没有什么对我有没有什么忠告
？So he asked Pastor Wang whether you have any guidance for him.
结果王明道牧师很老了，他站起来做了一个致敬敬礼的这个姿势。
So pass on, stand up and salute to him.
不是说他，他意思是说，他说我们啊，他就讲他说对基督要忠心到底，他就讲了这句话。
What he says is, for Jesus Christ, you have to be faithful from the beginning to the end.
所以一个人不是你开始时候做的怎么样，而是你结束的时候做的怎么样。
So being a person is not what you did in the beginning, also what you do in the end.
因此对主忠心到底，这是主所对我们每一个基督徒所要求的。
So being a Christian, being faithful to God from the beginning to the end is what's required.
不是我们凭着自己的热血就能够去忠心到底。
It's not based on the passion that we have.
乃是因为神的道在我们的里边，这是种子能够生根发芽。
And because the truth from GodAnd it's like the seed can sprout.
因为我们说神的道是种子的时候，我们都知道在圣经里边，耶稣就用撒种的比喻来讲福音的传播。
So in the Bible, we talk about a lot of gospel, just like the seed being spread.
因此我们说这个就是种子，它有生命的，它就能够成长，就能够结果。
Just like tea, you have life, you can grow and you have fruit.
因此在哥罗西书第一章第六节里边说什么？他说福音传到了你们那边，也传到普天之下，并结果成长。
So just like in Colossians 1st chapter and 6, the gospel come to you will bear the fruit.
因此神的话语是带有生命的大能的。
So the word from the God have the power and the spirit.
所以我们今年我们有一个主题，就是说我们要专注在神的话语上面。
So this year, the main mission of our church is to focus on God's word.
是因为有神的话，他才能够结出圣灵的果子。
And because God's word, we are able to bear the fruit of spirit.
因此，有神的恩典给我们，有神的话给我们，我们这个基督徒是吧，就能够成长。
And with the word, being a Christian, we can grow.
我们都知道我们的信心是从听到来的。
So we know that our gospel is from what we heard.
听到是从你这个信心是从听到来，听到要有传道的人。
And we need somebody to share the gospel.
因此，当我们要不断前进的时候，我们就要在神的话语上深深的扎根，真正的明白耶稣基督。
When we move forward, we have used God's word as our solid ground, so we will continue to grow.
当我们一个人刚刚信主的时候，我们很多的时候，你也会体会到，我祷告非常的好像管用，我祷告什么，主就给我什么。
So when you start to become a Christian, you will find that prayer is very useful.
因为那个时候什么，主是抱着你一起走的。
Because in that time, the God have carried you.
有我不知道大家是不是记得有一幅图画，主耶稣这里有人画，主耶稣抱着一个人在海滩上行走。
And you probably remember there's a picture of Jesus Christ holding a person and walk on the beach.
这个海滩上就留下了两个脚印。
There's only two footprints on the beach.
那个小孩子在哪里呢？那应该小孩子也有两个小孩子的脚印。
But we didn't see the footprint of that person.
结果什么？是主耶稣抱着你一起往前走。
And the reason why is because Jesus Christ carried that person.
所以当你慢慢慢慢成长的时候，你就会发现，好像我的祷告不太灵，神有的时候不听不应听我的很多祷告了。
Sometimes in the later Christian life, you may find that prayer may not work.
所以耶稣让我们知道什么？我们开始祷告的时候，我们要神给我们的祝福。
So what God wants us to know that in the beginning we want the blessing from God.
然后什么？我们要什么？要耶稣自己。
And later on we want Jesus Christ.
真知道他是谁。
We need to know who he really is.
真知道他的爱是何等的宽阔高深。
We need to know how big is his love.
所以一个忠心的人，一个基督徒，在他身上一定有一些的特征表现出来。
So a Christian who is Christ in the middle, you will know the special character about him.
怎么知道你是一个忠心的人呢？
How would you know that you're centered?
第一，就是我们刚才一再强调的，要有神的话的喂养，什么？我们要成为一个在基督里有信心的人。
So first,you will become a faithful person in God's word.
那第二个呢，就是我们要成为一个有爱心的人。
The second will become a loving people.
那在马克吐温曾经讲过一句话。
So Mark Twain has said one word.
一个没有爱心的好人是一个，那句话他是怎么讲？他说一个没有爱心的是一个最冷酷的好人。
Whoever who don't have love is a harsh person.
Yeah, 因为 因为在教会的在教会里边，有的时候你也会遇到这样的弟兄姐妹啊。
Sometimes the church.
可能有的时候你们看我也是会这样，是不是
？Sometimes we see people like that, like me.
嗯，有的时候我想着去找谁讲话，旁边有两个人站着，我好像没看见一样，然后就过去了。
And sometimes I think about to talk to some people, I forget to say hi to people around me.
小妹上他会去就说，他说你怎么会去了？他说啊，你怎么 ignoring 别人？他说。
My wife always criticized why you're ignoring other people.
这个实际上也反映了一种东西是什么呢？你的心里边是装着所有的人，还是你只是为了那件事而去？
And reflect that whether you carry everything in your heart only for that one thing.
因此说这个爱是不容易的。
And love is not easy.
而且在圣经里面讲得很清楚，要爱众圣徒。
And the Bible especially says that you love me for everybody.
因为在教会里面，有些人是可爱，有些人你会觉得不可爱。
And sometimes in the church, you will find some people more lovable than the other.
你这那些不可爱的人，你能不能爱呢
？Can we love those people who are not so lovable？
正因为我们爱不可爱的人，所以就会吸引别人来到教会。
And just because we love those people who are not lovable, we attract people come to church.
因为在社会上，我跟你谈得拢，我们就在一起；谈不拢，我们就不在一起了。
In the society, a lot of time we make friends based on whether we get along with who.
因为在我们没有接受耶稣基督以前，我们都是自私的人。
And because before becoming Christian, we are selfish.
都是以自己为中心的人。
We put ourselves as the center.
什么事情都是把自己放在中心的。
Everything we put ourselves in the center.
所以你就可以看，有的人修路铺桥，有的人捐献造一个图书馆，造一个楼，一定要把他的名字放在上面。
So sometimes you see that people make contributions to make roads and bridges. They have to put their name on it.
为什么？因为让别人要记得他。
And because that way people will remember them.
但是我们基督徒来讲，我们什么是要为别人着想
？But being a Christian, we think for other people.
正因为你能够为别人着想，正因为在教会里边能够体现出爱不你不喜欢的人。你就一定会吸引别人，在这个社会上没有了这个特征，会来到教会说，为什么这些人就不一样
？Because we being a Christian, we love people who are not lovable. We attract people and then find out why we can love those people.
在美国历史上，杰克逊·谢里他们现在在做的那个监狱施工。
Jonathan is doing missionary in the prison.
这个施工蓬勃发展的时候是。从 Chuck Thompson 开始的
and
Chuck Thompson 开始的
So the prison incident come from Chuck Thompson
Chuck Thompson 那个时候因为水门事件被抓到监狱里关起来了
And Chuck Thompson had been caught in prison during the Watergate event
那个时候是尼克松的时候的一个很大的丑闻
And this is one of the bad news during Nixon president speech period
他是Chuck Thompson 他实际上是一个基督徒，但是他很久很久的时候，他都忘了他自己是一个基督徒。
Chuck Thompson actually is a Christian, but for many a long time he forgot that he is a Christian.
当时美国国会由三个参议员。
At that time, American Congress had three congressmen.
并且为他祷告。
And they prayed for him.
而美国这个国家是很有意思的一个国家。
America is a very interesting country.
他们做什么事都是要讲福利。
Everything they do, they have to talk about benefit.
这个法律 law， 他要讲这个法律，而且这个法律呢不是当场教育的法律出来，而是讲以前判的案子里边立下的法律里边有没有这个先例。
So when they talk about law, they not only talk about law for the actual law, but also talk about what happened before.
三个参议员中间的有一个人就是。叫做 Q-U-I-E 怎么念法
among the three congressmen there's one named Q
对呀、他们三个人就是找了一下美国有一个法律说一个无辜的人可以为别人坐牢的你要无辜你一定要无辜
so in the law they say that as only as one person that's innocent can be in the prison to be substitute for the other person.
对这个出的这个参议员呢，他就提出说，他说我愿意为那个 Chester Paulson 做余下的刑期的时间，他进监狱。
So Q, the congressman, say that I'm willing to go into prison.
这就是众圣徒之间的爱。
And that is a big love among all the Christians.
结果那位被关曾经被关在监狱里 Chester Paulson 出狱以后，就兴起了监狱施工，我不知道是不是这样的感受。
So after Chuck Parson had left the prison and he started ministry for the prison.
所以你就看到这个爱是吧，是何等的残酷高深。
So in this example, you see that how big is love.
因此 Chuck Parson 因着阻碍的经历，他就问他余下的时间不再去参与政治，而是关心在监狱里的人。
And because Chuck Parson had this experience, he stopped being a politician and he served ministry in the prison.
在我们今天学的经文里边，是保罗呢，跟你看保罗在其他书信里边是讲到说信望和爱。
In Paul's letter, we can see faith, trust, and love.
那在这里的时候呢，保罗先讲了爱，先讲了信。然后讲爱，最后再讲盼望。
So in the letter, first say believe, love, and then faith.
在哥罗西的这些基督徒是忠心的弟兄。
All the Christian in Colossians, they are faithful brothers.
我们看保罗写给他信的，写给哥罗西弟兄的信的时候，他就称呼他们是忠心的弟兄。
As we can see in the letter, he called them faithful brothers.
那谁是忠心弟兄的一个榜样呢？就是以保罗。
Who is the example for those faithful brothers? Is Epaphras.
所以我们刚才特别的讲到了，福音是来自于神的道，神的道是种子。
So as we talked about earlier, the gospel is the seed.
这个种子是会有生命会成长的。
And the seed bear life will keep growing.
一口因此就结果成长了。然后呢，我们有谈到说，我们是从对耶稣基督的信心开始。
As we also talk about, it comes from the faith in Christ Jesus.
我们呢也接着有谈到了这个爱呢，爱心呢是圣灵所存留的爱心在我们的心中。
We also talk about the love is buried in the spirit.
是像众圣徒的爱心。
It's a love for all saints.
不是说你喜欢的你跟他有爱心，你不喜欢的你就没有跟他有爱心。
It's not because what we like that person or not.
而且呢，是为的是要让众圣徒一起明白基督的爱。
Also to strengthen the comprehension with all the saints，
也是用爱互相的联络。
We meet together in love。
爱心是联络全身的。
Put on love which binds everything together。
好，那我们最后呢是讲到刚才我们谈到的是。我们是有指望的人，本来我们是没有指望的人。
Now we especially talk about we are the people with hope.
一个人没有神的时候，什么是在以色列国民以外，应许的祝约以外，是局外人。但是今天，因着耶稣基督的救恩，使我们成为了新约的基督徒。
In the New Testament, because of salvation of Jesus Christ.We have hope.
那我们这样的盼望在哪里呢？
Where is our hope is at?
保罗特别的讲，在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面特别讲，他说一个基督徒 他是过去的时候，我们不叫他是死了，而是睡了。
So as being like what Paul is saying in this chapter, that for a Christian who die, we don't call it die, we call it asleep.
那我们不用忧伤，是因为我们是有指望的。
We don't have to be grieved because we have hope.
为什么我们有指望？在耶稣基督的里边，我们有荣耀的盼望。
Why we have hope? Because in Christ we have the hope of glory.
我们的盼望是在哪里？是存在天上的盼望。
The hope laid out for you in the heaven.
因此我们今天在这地上活着的时候，我们既不是中国的公民，也不是美国的公民，我们什么？我们是天国的公民。
So now we live in the earth, we're not just a citizen of China or America, but we are the citizen of heaven.
因此我们是存着这样的盼望活在这个世界上。
With this hope, we live in this world.
所以因为有这个盼望，所以我们就有信心，从耶稣来的信心，我们就有爱心，从耶稣来的爱心。
Because of hope, we have faith. Because faith, we have love. It all comes from Jesus Christ.
在彼得前书里边，彼得讲的那段的话，他这段的话呢，前面呢我就把它记下来。我主要是让大家要特别的要关注一下。我想很多弟兄姐妹都学过彼得前书，在这里边。第三节到第五节里边这么说的：愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。所以，重生我们什么？叫以后叫我们什么呢？叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以这种不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们陈列在天上的基业。
In the 1 Peter chapter 1:3-5, blessed be the God and Father of Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you.
我们怎么知道我们能够摘过那个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰退？成立在天上的基业呢？
How do we know we can get the inheritance that's imperishable, undefiled, unfading, and keep happening for you?
因为神给我们应许说，他的能力要保守我们，为我们预备将在末世要显现的救恩。
Because God's power are being guarded through the faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
所以我们最后的盼望在哪里？我们最后回天家的时候，耶稣基督要给我们一个荣耀的身体。
So what is our hope? Is in the end of the day that Jesus Christ was going to give us a glory.
这个身体就不再会像今天那样会衰老、会朽坏。
The glorified body is not going to perish.
所以为什么说花要凋谢，草要枯干？唯有上帝的道，耶稣的应许是永远长存。
So why we say that the flower will die, the tree will die, only God's word will not perish.
所以昨天小妹带我去，她说要去买件衣服。
So yesterday my wife take me shopping for clothes.
啊，正好遇到另外一个的姊妹。
And during the shopping, we met another sister.
我们在里边挑衣服。
When we're looking for clothes,
结果他就给我出了个主意。
She gave me an idea.
他说这么帅，他说你现在要找的衣服是要把你打扮的年轻。
The sister said that now the clothes you find need to make you look younger.
那看来是有点老了，是不是
？And he said, do I look old?
所以做人呢，往往什么是希望要打扮。
So people usually want to dress up.
可是岁月不饶人，是不是？
But you still will age.
美丽的面貌，年轻英俊，总有一天要过去。
No matter whether you're handsome or beautiful, one day you will grow old.
如果我们看我们自己，我们是没有盼望。
If you look ourselves, we have no hope.
但是我们有盼望在前。
but we have hope in heaven.
因此我们为了存在天上的盼望而活在这个地上。
Because of hope laid up for you in heaven.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起继续的在主里面成长。
Brother and sister, let us continue grow in the Lord.
对主忠心。
Be faithful to Lord.
用神的话语滋养我们的生命。
Use the word of God to nourish our life.
成为一个又忠心又多结果子的基督徒。
And become a faithful and fruitful Christian.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们向你献上感恩。
Dear Father, we send our prayer to you.
你实在是爱我们的主。
You're the loving God.
你留下哥罗西弟兄姐妹所用生命成长的经历做我们的一个榜样。
You let us learn as the brother and sister in question.
我们今天听到了你的圣经话语中间对我们倾诉的话。
We heard the words from the Bible.
愿主以自己的圣灵来光照我们，激励我们。
Please let your Holy Spirit come share the light in us.
愿我们做快跑的跟随你，成为一个又忠心又良善的仆人。
Let us happily follow you to become the disciple with faith.
愿荣耀和赞美都归给主。
Let the glory in your name.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's pray together.
Amen.
Amen.